My name is Evan. I am 13 years old. Today is
November 22nd,
2018. And I am speaking with
Peggy. You have to say how old I am.
No. And she is my aunt. And we are recording this interview at Chandra in my house. Okay.
We're in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. So first, tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Okay, I grew up in the city of Chicago on a dead-end street. And what that means is we didn't have through traffic. At the end of the street, there was a hill and a railroad track went on it. So we had trains that went by our house every day. And it was a wonderful childhood because it was a dead-end street. We could play in the street all the time and not worry about cars. We played lots of softball and we had a lot of fun. I had a great childhood.
Do you have any like big memories that you remember? Like the good memory you had?
Well, most of my memories are just, it was just fun. I grew up in a large family, my mom and dad. Were very loving parents and liked to spend time with their family. They really loved their family. I had, there were eight of us all together, and so there's always somebody to play with, and it was just a great childhood. All good memories.
Okay, so how was my dad when he was younger? Were you guys like connected?
Well, I'm 10 years older than your dad, so. But when he was born, everybody was so excited because there hadn't been a baby in the family for a long time. So we would even sit and watch him sleep when he came home from the hospital because it was just amazing to watch this little baby. And he was funny and he liked to sing and he was a good kid when he grew up. But we got in a couple of little skirmishes as he got older.
Okay, that's interesting. Do you have any important lessons that helped you throughout life so far?
Well, my parents always taught us to do what was right, to be good people, treat others like you want to be treated, and work hard. And so that's what I've done all my life. That's what I tried to teach my girls, my children, that you have to work hard and be a good person. That's more important to me than if you became famous and rich, is that you got good character.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are you grateful for and why?
Well, I guess I'm grateful for my family, and I'm talking, you know, my immediate family, my husband, my children, but I'm really grateful for my parents and my brothers and sisters, because that's a lot of love, and a lot of people I know will be there for me in the good times and the bad times.
So is there a person who had a great influence on your life?
Probably my mom, because she was always there. She was a strong person. She always helped you and encouraged you that I could do whatever I wanted to do. And so she helped me just forge ahead, and she just was an amazing person to people. She could always make you feel better when you weren't feeling so good. So probably my mom.
Okay. So how were your siblings when they were younger? Did they like treat you well?
Well, we were, my older siblings did. I had a brother who was a year and a half older than me, my brother Tom, and he was a handful. He and I would always get into fights. We'd play games, and if he lost, he'd like throw all the board pieces all over the place and say, "Well, you must have cheated, so now I'm not going to help you clean up," and stuff like that. So him and I, but I mean, we were friends. But, you know, just like any family, you know, if anybody else said anything about your brothers or sisters, you know, you were there to stand up for them. I know my older brothers, one time somebody knocked me off my bike and stole my bike when I was probably about 6 years old. And my brother Jim was like, who was it? Where'd they go? How'd they? And he had a motorcycle and got his motorcycle and was driving around trying to find them. Mm-hmm. And if he ever heard anybody was mean to me, he would go find them and, you know, make them apologize.
Okay, so how were your parents when you were like younger? And what do you remember most about them?
What I remember most about my parents in my childhood is, like, every Sunday was family day. We would go on picnics, we'd go for a drive out into the forest, because we lived in the city, so they would go out. They had what's called forest preserves, which were areas that were, you know, forest green lands where you could picnic and go out and play. And we'd go to, I remember going to an air show with airplanes and things like that. I remember visiting my aunt, who's a nun. We would go and visit her on Sundays, and it was beautiful grounds, and we would go and play. I just remember always them spending time with us.
Here's a new question. So how did you feel when you moved to Arizona?
I loved Arizona. Mm-hmm. The snowstorms in Colorado, the weather was always changing. It would be cold one day, warm the next. And then we'd have big snowstorms in like October, or a big snowstorm in May. And it took me like three times the normal time to get home. And it was like, that's it, we've had it, we gotta move. So Arizona was wonderful, but living in Colorado Springs, the mountains were always to the west, so I could find my way anywhere. But when we moved to Arizona, I didn't have a mountain in the west to tell me my directions. So it took me a long time to find my way around down here without the mountains to guide me. But Arizona was wonderful, and I love Arizona. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Okay, I think that's it.
Okay.